Welcome everyone to Inside Private Equity. I'm your host, Leon Leidecker, and today we're pulling back the curtain on a financial world that often operates in the shadows. So let's dive deep. First things first, what exactly is private equity? It's like the backstage pass to a business concert. You know how everyone enjoys the show? The stock market drummer? But behind the scenes, there's a whole orchestra tuning their instruments. That's private equity. Imagine you're an investor and you spot a company with potential. Maybe it's a local bakery, a tech startup, or even a chain of gyms, but they need a boost, better management, expansion plans, or a fresh outlook. That's where private equity firms step in. But how did they actually do this? Private equity firms raise money from big players, funds, and wealthy individuals. They're like the Avengers of finance, assembling capital to invest. And when they find a company they believe in, they are going to try their best. And now we're sitting down with Kai Ove Rude, who's doing private equity as a job.
As you already said, my name is Kai Ove Rude. I'm 62 years old. I'm a mechanical engineer, married, living in Arnsberg. This is close to Hamburg. And I have 5 children, a dog and a cat.
Wow, 5 children is not necessarily the standard today.
That's right. And if I add all the grandchildren to that, I can say it's never quiet in my house. But that feels good to me.
What is your job?
I'm working for a private equity company.
What does a private equity company do?
My private equity company invests in medium-sized industrial companies that are often part of a group and no longer fit in strategically. They are often not doing quite well economically either. I'm then usually appointed as a managing director of the acquired company. By the way, this could be in Germany, but as well in any other country of the world. After restructuring, we try to sell the company for a better price.
What are your tasks after the acquisition of a company?
My initial focus is on the following tasks. Lead the company operationally and for sure develop a business plan. I define main KPIs, this is key performance indicators, such as cash flow, and implement a monitoring system. I start the carve-out process out of the group of the former owner. Very often functions such as sales, finance, human resource were centralized and now have to be set up from scratch. I spend a lot of time building the right employee team for the future. And we work out with the local management a transformation plan for the company.
How do you learn such a job?
From my point of view, there is no clear path what leads to such a job. It is more a question of interests, capabilities and opportunities.
But could you give me some advice on what I should do if I want this job?
Yes, with pleasure. But this is just my opinion. Learn hard at school, at university, and never stop being open to learn and to change. Learn good manners and politeness. This may not be so popular at the moment, but it opens doors. Be good at networking. You should work hard and as well be ready to take deviations. The direct way is not always available. Be focused on success. But never forget that most of the time you will need colleagues to achieve such success. Lone fighters are usually not successful in the long term. Share your success with others.
How much I could earn in such a job?
For sure, your income would depend on your success, but you could be sure to earn over 100,000 euros per year. And if you are very successful, much, much more is possible.
What makes this job special?
Every project is different, every working day as well. And you do have the opportunity to learn a lot. For example, I was leading and working on restructuring since 2019, 4 different companies with different manufacturing processes and different employee cultures. 2 were in Germany, 2 in France.
What do you think would happen if this job would not exist?
I think there were a lot of companies which were economically in trouble, which would die. Our private equity company and the restructuring process, which is following after the acquisition, is giving these companies a new opportunity and a chance to survive.
Thank you for taking the time for the interview.
It was my pleasure. Thanks.
Thanks for tuning in to Inside Private Equity. I'm Leon Leidecker. And until next time, keep your eyes open for those backstage stories.